Our topic today is community organizing.
Community organizing is a process of building up groups of people who share common interests, who want to develop more power, particularly on behalf of people who are disenfranchised or not in the mainstream of American politics.
David Walls should know. He wrote a book on the subject. In fact, Community Organizing is the title of the newly published volume by the retired Sonoma State sociology professor. It covers a lot of ground in just 160 pages, beginning with a concise history of the subject, which starts with a summary of the life and work of the man generally credited with creating the practice, Chicagoan Saul Alinsky.
Alinsky was a product of a number of forces, but particularly the experience of Chicago, political corruption, dismal working conditions in the industrial sector, the packing house workers, which Alinsky first addressed. It was that drive to organize the packing house workers that really caught Alinsky's attention. And by observing them, he got a number of ideas that he used in his pattern of organizing.
Alinsky drew lessons from the emerging labor movement, Walls says, but also looked beyond it to emphasize coalition building with churches and other already established groups.
His scheme was to build an organization of organizations. He realized that there was a lot of organization, particularly Catholic parishes, representing each of the different ethnic groups, so they squabbled and fought with each other. There were small businesses, there were athletic clubs. He organized over 100 of these together into a group called the Back of the Yards Organizing Committee.
But Walls notes that his book is more than just a history. It is also meant to serve as both a text for students and a handbook for organizers.
I also do some case studies. So I look at some well-known and not so well-known examples taken both from community organizing and from the civil rights movement. And then I look generally at what the different elements are that compose community organizing today in this Alinsky tradition, which has been modified considerably since his time.
Ideas from the civil rights movement and other forms of social activism in the 1960s and 70s have helped shape social organizing as it evolved. Today, Walls observes, it exists as something rather different from what Alinsky practiced.
Our times are different from the 1970s. For one thing, particularly on the East and West Coast, there are a lot fewer people that are regular participating members of religious congregations who may be part of other kinds of secular groups, including labor, now environmentalists, human rights groups.
One broad-based example of that is the 5-year-old North Bay Organizing Project, which Walls has been involved in since it started. He also references it in the book.
It provided a couple of examples that I use in case studies, particularly the annual meeting. It's that sort of a standard part of the year of a community organization is to do a public meeting in which you celebrate your achievements over the previous year.
Additionally, Walls devotes a few pages to another form of modern organizing in which he's been active locally, the online efforts of MoveOn.org. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.